Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, September 19th, 2021, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute Studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me normally is Dr. Christopher Green. He had a really, really late family night, and we got a couple great guys filling in. We got Sean and Darren. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, you two.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. It takes two of us to make up for one. That's how good Dr. Green is.
Yeah, to fill in those shoes.
That will make him feel good.
And I don't think between you and I, Darren, I don't know that we can even come close to... filling in the education part, but we're pretty good at having fun.
Yeah,
we are. You know, I've known these two guys for decades. I don't know how long, but decades. And of course, part of it is the gym setting that we were involved in, and we all three. I mean, we are. I'm certainly the senior citizen here, but we've all aged pretty dang well, considering the fact that we have committed a lot of our efforts to fitness. And to also healthy eating, and then thirdly, supplements. All three of us are really on board with this kind of plan that I think more the world is learning is vitally important for maintaining health. I mean, the one thing about COVID is it has been a wake-up call on many, many levels, one of which is we're not just a Ford F-150 truck you keep driving until it wears completely out and you get a new one. One, we don't get new ones. Two is the better you maintain it, the longer it runs with less trouble. And like I spoke last week, the Lancet had a major study with over 6 million people showing that BMI or being overweight was the number one risk factor for spiraling cases of COVID. And what gripes me is, again, the national media keeps focusing on the wrong parts of this puzzle. They will not talk about nutrition, losing weight, being serious, because that will reduce significant risk of this greatly. And I do have to be my super normal vocalness. I am very, very continued to be frustrated with the fact, again, that they are the media and many are distracting us from the real truth. And one of the truths is anyone who's spiraled in this COVID conversation that is not being treated with ivermectin and nutrition is not being treated fairly, and it is a sad story. There's a Dr. Offit out of Texas who's had 1,100 patients. She's lost one out of 1,100. You have to start things by day six or they will not work. And ivermectin, the FDA has been really talking negative about it, but yet it's a drug that's been around 20 years. It's had over 4 billion prescriptions with 28 side effects out of 4 billion. And I hear every story known to man, because at Nutrition World, everybody comes in and shares their deepest stuff with me. I love it. A little bit times it's heavy, but I love being the person who's hearing all of this, and I'm hopefully giving compassion and hope to these people. But the sad truth is that most medical professionals are not willing to give ivermectin or the zinc or the quercetin and the things that we know. So I'm going to tell everybody right now, Google Math Plus Protocol. That is the hospital-based protocol for COVID. You or someone else, you need to go ahead and prepare for it and get this printed. And if you can't find someone who will treat you, you move on to someone else. But you need to find them before you get sick, not after. Okay, I had to get that off my chest, guys.
Darren, can we get an amen?
Yeah, you know, get an amen from me, because in my business, the personal training business, the one thing, and just to piggyback on what Ed was saying, that the most frustrating part for me is everybody's had a full year to figure out that if you're in shape and you're eating well, mm-hmm. that's a huge advantage over COVID. And yet still 78%, this was on CSNBC, 78% of the people that are going in are obese. And it's like, when, I mean, how much more do you need to say, hey, look, if you get in shape and eat well and take the correct supplements, you can beat this thing or not even get this thing. But people just don't do it. It shakes me a little bit because I'm a trainer. And it's like, look, it just takes a little physical effort to do this. And people are saying, no, I don't want to do physical effort. And that worries me a little bit on that, Ed. Is that when I see that?
And Darren, you are, in my mind, you are the most experienced and most focused and disciplined trainer I probably have ever known. Known plenty other great ones, but I've always put you way, way, way up there. And you're exactly right. And, you know, I had a post, which I like to try to be, I really attempt not to lean too far into my own opinion world. So I try, especially the past few months, just to post real scientific numbers. Well, you know, I post about once a week the amount of beds that are used in Chattanooga or Hamilton County based on CDC numbers. Well, this week, as of September 14th, the ICU, 32% of the ICU beds were COVID and 25.2% were of regular beds were COVID. So that's not 100% like the media is trying to make you think. But I got an email last Sunday after I had posted on my personal Facebook the most insulting, degrading and character attack I've ever had in social media about how I'm misleading people and I'm using it for my own profit by stating this stuff. And anyone who knows me knows that's certainly not it. And the sad part was, this is a friend of mine who I've known for 20 plus years, and it just railed on me. And of course, I'm responding to it. I'm sending my reply back, but it's just sad because people who are locked into some little dark world who don't understand this bigger picture, they're just not getting it. And when they drink the Kool-Aid too much, they're drowning. They're just drowning in ignorance. Sorry.
Ed, you made comment earlier in your talk of ivermectin. Is ivermectin something that you consume to prevent COVID, or is it something you consume after you've been diagnosed
with
COVID?
Most people, it's Ed, after.
In 1 second. Yeah. There's two types of ivermectin, correct? There's a vet.
Well, yeah, and do not do the vet one. I mean, the farm store, the animal product. I look into everything. I'm Mr. Guinea Pig. I tried some ivermectin. I got sick, very sick, for 2 hours to 3 hours, and I only used a small amount. I've never recommended it to people, even though it's cheap and available. No, no, and no. You can't use that one. But preventatively, there are some health professionals that are saying we can use it preventatively. I'm not a big fan of using drugs preventatively. The thing is, we know that if you don't start it by day four, it's going to work extremely well. Had a person in this week, you guys. It was the wife. It was a woman, and she was talking about her mother. That's what it was. And her mother was spiraling. I mean, just oxygen levels dropping and everything going sour. Within 2 days of the ivermectin, she got up out of the hospital bed. She was already in hospital setting. And 2 days into the ivermectin, got up, and she was perfectly fine and walked and got to go home. She was going down. There was no coming back. And ivermectin is amazing. And why the government's not embracing it has deeper agendas. When you hear the stories of just even ivermectin, you have to question, where is these decisions coming from that are illogical today? They're just simply illogical. I'm going to change this real quick subject just because I want to say something and brag about Nutrition World. And it's not just COVID related, but our business is higher than it's ever been. We're hitting about 330 people a day. And it's not all COVID related. It's because people really have embraced a lot of the priorities you're talking about, Darren and Sean, about health. But I want to brag real quickly. I'm purchasing a building next week across the street from Nutrition World. And if you guys know where it's at, you've probably both been there many times in the past. It was the...
why are you saying that about us, Ed? I mean...
but you already know which building it is?
I'm going to guess I know.
Actually, I've only driven by with that one, but that's one of the few I haven't been to.
Well, it was a bar setting for 40 plus years.
It was the wrong kind of music for me. It's the only reason I didn't make it.
But it's the one right on Vance Road, and a great guy, Bob Massey, has owned it for almost 50 years, had many nightclubs in there. I remember arresting people in that parking lot back in the early 80s when I was a police officer. So I've got some pretty good memories there too. And going to the, if you guys remember, You may not, because I'm certainly older, but there was a dinner show building. That was the very first thing. And it was back in the, I was about in the sixth grade, so about 1972, and the stage would come out, and people would be doing the theater stuff there. And my dad would take me, and I just was amazed that a stage could move back in the dark ages. But we're closing on that next week. It's going to be our new warehouse, because we have a fairly big mail order business now. And I'm just very, very thrilled that we're able to keep expanding like that. So thank you, guys.
And that's a large building.
It's a pretty large building. I mean, we're now renting another one, but we're going to move out of that, of course. Yeah. Well, guess what, my friends? It's time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about lots of things. I think Dr. Lazar is coming in, isn't he, Sean?
Yes, sir, he is.
All right, we'll be talking about peripheral artery disease. We've got that, plus more to come for Dr. Green, who will be here next week. I'm Ed Jones, so stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, normally with Dr. Green, but he's going to be back next week here with, of course, my buds, Sean and Darren.
Yeah.
And thank you again for coming in. You know, I can do this 50 minutes by myself, but it sure is a heck easier when I got some people to talk to like you. Of course, as you know, I can ramble on pretty darn well. I want to say real quickly, just a little bit, we now know that there's 15 really solid studies showing that natural immunity after recovering from COVID is far, far more long-lasting and more robust than any vaccine can offer. And, you know, I have people who are, and sometimes I hate to use the word attacking me, but they are so vicious about the fact that, well, we're just glad you're not making decisions back in the polio days. Listen, people, you got to know the science. The respiratory infections of any kind are under an umbrella of coronavirus. Totally different than smallpox. Totally different than polio. We know from the past history of 20 plus years of science trying to cover a coronavirus, it can't work. It's going to cause mutations, which is already done. And it's also not going to cause you to have a robust immune response. So it, and I'm, and again, I want to reiterate, I am not completely anti this vaccine. Anyone who can't control the risk factors, what are they? Overweightness, you can control it, but sometimes, you know, if you're 70 pounds overweight, you can't do it this month. I think you need a shot. If you have other medical, two or more medical conditions, I think you need the shot. If you're on ACE inhibitors, which are ACE2 inhibitors, which are blood pressure medicines, because the spike proteins attack and find the receptor site for ACE2, that's one of the reasons that products like quercetin and ivermectin work because they stop the block. They block the receptor site so that this spike protein can't find it. And that's what prevents the cytokine storm from causing all the spiraling. So the problem today is not the freaking unvaccinated. That is not the problem. And we shouldn't be attacked for that. And, you know, a kid came to me 2 weeks ago, and I got to slow myself down because I'm getting wired up here. He came in a store. He was the UTC student that was taken out of the classroom because he refused to wear a mask all the time in the classroom. And he wanted to introduce himself to me. I don't know why. Brave little kid, let me tell you. I mean, he's about 19 or 20. But he's standing up not to try to say that people shouldn't wear a mask. He's standing up because he does believe, like many of us, we should not be forced to be muzzled under the guise of health when the studies are pretty darn clear. As Dr. Green says every single Sunday, the mask smallest hole is 3 microns. This virus is 1 micron. It can lower the velocity of it coming out of your mouth, but it can't stop it from really moving that far away. So there are people who should wear it and people who shouldn't. And the thing is, I want to thank Whole Foods because they now have an entire very strongly worded sign on the front of the door. You must wear a mask coming in. Thank you, because that makes Nutrition World far busier, because there's a lot of people who are going to say, to heck with that. I am not going to be told to be muzzled. I don't mind it if you ask me, but you're not going to tell me. So there you go.
I'm surprised at that. I've seen those type of signs posted a lot, but it's been one of those signs that said, we suggest that
right.
you wear one.
And I love that. I completely endorse the fact that a business should. And what we do at Nutrition World, I have a big sign that says, if you feel uncomfortable, I have all of my employees with the mask around their neck. If you need us to pull it up, please request, and we will do that. We've had 3 requests in a month. 3. And it's fine. I wear mine. People wear theirs. Everybody, all my 26 employees. And I think that's a very fair way to do it. In fact, a guy in New York, he was really popular. I saw it on one of the platforms. He produced a sign that said, we will not discriminate against people with race and color and this and that, or vaccinated or unvaccinated. So he went around to businesses in New York, and he actually had a video of this, and almost every business said, yes, sir, this is perfect wording. And they took his sign and they put it up, because even in New York, they realized that this is, we don't want to be communist. And that is where we're heading to if we don't do something about it.
Ed, you made comment of the supplement quercetin a couple of times. Could you elaborate a little bit about what that product is, please?
It's an unusual name, and it's spelled with a Q, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N. And we've always traditionally sold it to help people who have allergies, who don't want to use pharmaceuticals, because it has an ability to block what we call histamine release. Well, histamine's when you have an allergy, or what hit a receptor site that makes your mucous membrane swell and make you not breathe as well. But the great thing is quercetin acts as hydroxychloroquinolone, and about 72% of the potency of that's the other second drug other than ivermectin that I love. And it helps to block the spike protein from going in, the same that it does a ragweed. And so it's a very interesting compound. We sell so much. I mean, we order about 288 bottles every 4 days of quercetin. And I have so many physicians who shop with me now, I'd say at least 30, but they can't really recommend it because they will get in trouble, as I've spoke to many of them about it. It's kind of a sad situation.
So how many capsules of quercetin would you suggest or recommend?
Yeah, if any good brand, it would be 2 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Okay.
Very healthy for other things, so there's no zero harm to it. Again, if you're being treated for medical conditions, check with your doctor. I'm certainly not giving advice to treat anything, but preventatively, it is magic. It just truly is. So every day, I'm, of course, taking my stuff. This is off the subject. 2 days, at least 2 days a month, I take no supplements. I want to encourage people. We really need to have a few days off again to clean up the receptor site so that the next day you start it works even better. So today's my day off. I don't have my packet of all my pills today, so I'm hoping to hang in here without my pills.
Hey,
go ahead, Darren.
No, I was going to ask Ed. This might be more of a Dr. Green question, but the antibody test.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain to me how that, or maybe other people don't know how that works? I mean, how does that work in does it save lives? Has it shown to work? Stuff like that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because that's an interesting topic. It came up on
Joe Rogan's podcast, he did it with the ivermectin and the vitamin C drip, and he whipped it and whipped COVID in about a day. And so do you know anything about that, or is that more of a question for Dr. Green?
What are you talking about, the antibody test to show that we've created antibodies?
No. It's that what's it called? Sean, have you heard about it?
I'm not that familiar with it.
It's a treatment.
Well, the monoclonal antibodies.
That's it. Thank you. Sorry.
Here we go with the and I hate to be too harsh, the corrupt agenda has now limited that as of 2 days ago. I love monoclonal antibodies, and there are still places to get it. You can actually just pull up and go in or sit in your car and get a monoclonal antibody. I've had two, I'm the sounding board for hundreds of people, thousands actually. Everyone who I've heard stories of, if you don't wait too late, you will get some improvement from that. Because what are they? They are basically the Army, Navy, and Marines within us that are going after the pathogens, which that's what COVID is. And so, yes, absolutely. Anything that can stimulate the healthy antibodies is fantastic. Now, the thing about this virus is, and I've spoke about it hundreds of times, it's not that we don't elicit an antibody response, which again is the fighters. It's that sometimes it's inappropriate responses, so it overwhelms the lungs with something called a cytokine storm, and then the lungs get damaged. The absolute worst thing you can do is be intubated, because you already have damage. That process damages lungs even further. The only reason they're doing it is because the lungs aren't working. Why are they not working? Because they waited too long to use other safe methods. So where's the blame to be? It's not on they didn't get a vaccine. It's not on other reasons. It's because the health professionals simply didn't do the right thing. And, you know, I think we all have our tribes. I have a tribe of pilots because I fly airplanes. I still have a tribe of being a police officer. But you know what? I am very outspoken and not in an unfriendly way. You ask me about pilots at my airport, I would never get in a plane with at least 50% of those pilots. Love them to death, but I don't trust them. That doesn't mean they're not good humans. The same is true, and physicians can't really be outspoken about other ones or the medical system, or they get in trouble. But we have to be honest here and just be upfront and say there's a brokenness in this system. And if it's your brother, your sister, and you're in the medical field, I'm sorry. You still need to be the one who steps up to the plate and says it's a broken system. We need to find better options.
Preach it.
Did that answer your question, dude?
It did. I mean, because I couldn't remember the first name of it. And I had heard somewhere that the current situation, certain states are no longer going to be able to get this treatment. And is that correct, Ed?
It is correct. And that just started 2 days
ago.
That's
just not... See, to me, Okay. Logically, that's not correct. I mean, because people... can, as Ed said, if you get on early enough, can whip this thing. There is something there that mm-hmm. works, and you're now taking it away from certain areas. And I can't really put a word other than evil in a way. That's just not right.
Well, it's certainly broken. I mean, if someone comes to you and they want to get in shape, Darren, and you got your great gym wherever you're at, and you say, I'm only going to let you do push-ups, something's wrong there.
Something's wrong, yeah.
You got a toolbox that's so much bigger. So do what works, that's safe. And I weigh risk against benefit about every single thing, including vitamins. It's not all perfect there either. Mm-hmm. But we have to use wisdom and quit trusting the so-called experts. You download Math Plus Protocol for COVID. You print it. You take it to your health professional. If they laugh at you, you laugh back at them, and you walk out of that office. But you got to be prepared. You can't wait until you're on day 6 and then start searching for help. Please find out where your general practitioner is as far as their attitude. Doesn't mean you get rid of them if they're not great about this acceptance. Just find someone else. Like Dr. Terry Melvin, who's been on the show here. She's treated so many patients, and she uses the nutrients and the IVs and the this. And just like the doc in Texas, she has very few spiraling cases, very few. And then vitamin D, again, Nutritional has been giving it away for over a year to firemen, policemen, school teachers, and healthcare workers, because 72% at least of the people who spiral are low in vitamin D. That's why the darker skinned people have about 2.7 times the death rate is because they can't make D. They can't convert it when your skin's dark, because that's why the skin's dark. It prevents from burning and sun. So their D's are always terribly low. It takes a $5 remedy to build it. The problem is you can't build it in 2 days. So I encourage people to start on that vitamin D. If you do nothing else, get on the D at this point. Get on the D. And I to change it completely, because I want to make sure I don't run out of time. Again, I'm the self-appointed guinea pig of this town. I ordered something called an Air Physio. Air, A-I-R, and then Physio, P-H-S-I-O. And it's this little machine. And what it does is it eliminates mucus in your trachea and in your throat. And it's the coolest thing. It has this little silver ball. And when you blow on it for 10 minutes, it vibrates your esophagus. And what that does is shake loose this mucus. And I'm just throwing it out because I just think it's a cool little device because mucus is part of the problem with anybody, just with a cold. And I just think it's a cool little thing. And also, next door to us at Nutrition World is a plant-based cafe called Plant Power. And I just want to give them two thumbs up because they are starting to grow and they're doing very, very good work. And they're just right up the little street from us, Plant Power Cafe. On Facebook, I posted it on Vital Health Radio.
Uh-huh. Get that, Sean?
Yeah, it's a lot of information. All good stuff.
The Vizio thing, I think my girlfriend might be interested in.
And again, to switch completely, I saw a great post on Facebook with this police officer, and he had written some words on his hands, and it was just a picture of him in the police car, and I posted it on Vital Health Radio Facebook, and his hand said, "My life matters." Bingo, bam. Yes, his life matters. Other people's lives matter too. But hell, my life is in his hands sometimes when it's dark and I have something that's going on and I'm calling a police officer, but his life matters also, okay?
Blue matters. It does.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, you know what? That was the quickest freaking 14 minutes I have seen.
Wow. We got Ed on a roll
I'm
today.
Sorry.
I love it. I love watching Ed roll, man. I was over staring at Sean, looking by. I'm like, Sean, Ed is killing it.
All right, guys. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having the last segment with a couple other points that I'm going to make. We've got that, plus more to come for Dr. Green. Thank you, Darren and Sean. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I'm stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, normally with Dr. Green, but he's taking a break here. Got another doctor with us, don't we, Sean?
Yes, we do.
Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Dr. Lassar, the most visited physician and guest that we've ever had on Vital Health Radio.
I think he is in our VIP guest club, which is pretty high club to be a part of.
It is. You get two Dasani waters instead of one.
And a big thank you.
Yeah, Ed and Sean, thank you for letting me be here.
You're welcome.
I'm aspiring to be the mascot. That's what I really want to be for the show.
Well, you build my credibility up just by being in my presence. So thank you so much. We just talked briefly before the show, and I found something very interesting that you said. Now, Dr. Lassar has the Vascular Institute here in Chattanooga and also in Cleveland and in Fort Oglethorpe, and does wonderful work. And I have been so gifted to be the host of this show with Dr. Green. I live in my world like we all do, and nutrition and holistic and natural. Of course, I'm passionate about it, will be to the day I die. But I kind of didn't really ever delve into the medical world, and there's a lot, big chunks of it I'm not very much a fan of. But Dr. Lassar has taught me the massive benefit of not turning away from all things, because the day will come, if I live long enough, that I will be seeing him probably, because we do age. Father Time can be a little as harsh on us as we age. And the vascular system, what is that? The blood flow system is one of the things that takes a beating. And when we have a lessened blood flow, everything declines. Everything from erectile dysfunction to the ability to walk to your mailbox and discomfort. So he mentioned something about, we're talking peripheral artery disease, but he's talking about vein issues. And could you explain to the people listening really the difference between an artery and a vein, I guess, first?
Ed, sure. Absolutely. Happy to explain that. First, I'm just going to say one thing. I've always really enjoyed working with you, and you've helped me tremendously. I've come to your center. We've talked together a number of times, because it's not just about disease. That's what my world is. I deal with people with disease. But you're really talking about health and how do we stay healthy. And one of the things is having a strong circulation system. So there's two components to that. It's very simple. The heart pumps the blood out of the heart in the arteries to your toes. The veins pick up the blood and take it back to the heart again. And so it's twofold. There has to be in, there has to be out. If you have a slowdown on the coming, where blood's coming out back to the heart again, then you may not be able to walk well, or you may have problems with swelling in your legs or pressure in your legs. And so I'm one of the leg doctors. So we deal with artery disease, people with who cramp when they walk. It might be a circulation where the blood's not getting to the foot, to the leg, to the muscle. Or I'm dealing with people that deal with a lot of swelling or pain or pressure or heaviness. And if they have swelling in their legs by the end of the day, and they have their pressure at the end of the day, they finally get in bed at night and their legs are talking to them, then there may be something wrong in the vein system. And oftentimes we can do some testing to just lay out what it is, and then we can talk about how to fix that. And we've fixed a number of people in this town that have had serious, severe pressure pain problems. Uh-huh. And it's like, I give it this way, it's younger people. I had one patient, she was 30 years old. She said, I go to work, I come home from work, I put my legs up against the wall to let them drain, and that's my life. That's all she does. Mm. And we found out that she had major blockages in the vein system. We put two stents in, took about 45 minutes to do it. After about 2 weeks, she came back and hugged me and said, I'm normal. I've been on a date. I've gone out with friends. I've not done that in 10 years.
Wow. And she's only 30.
She's 30 years old.
Now, so her arteries were okay. It was her returning plumbing, which is the veins.
It's a twofold system. Mm-hmm. Has to flow in, has to flow out. And that's what it circulates, right? Mm-hmm. It circulates, it has to be in and out. And that's, so that's part of my world too. I'm a plumber. That's what I tell people. Mm-hmm. And I find out where the problems are. We fix the problems in the plumbing system.
That's awesome. And the thing is, I love fixing where, again, I talked about it earlier, weighing risk against benefit of almost everything we should do with health, including supplements, medication, lifestyle. But the risk of a stent is quite low and the benefit is very high, correct?
Yeah, and the arteries and veins work differently. So stents and veins tend to work much better than the artery system.
And they last longer?
They tend to, yes. So again, I say that because we have a certain bandwidth of knowledge. We have new devices that are approved for the vein system, and we're using them, and they're working well. I don't know what 30 years does, though, Ed. I mean, so, you know, I always have a conversation with a patient, especially when they're young like that. I said, you know, I understand how horrible your life is right now. I think we can fix you, but I don't know what 30 years means. You know, and so we always try to balance when we're trying surgery. Is there a benefit, and is there a short-term benefit and long-term benefit? Mm-hmm. If we can get both, that's what we really want for patients.
Now, do stents and veins clog up with cholesterol as much as the artery?
They don't.
That's what I thought.
But they may clot.
Okay.
So clotting disorders can be play in the role here. And so we would, you know, most patients are on a full blood thinning for regimen for at least 6 months, and then usually aspirin lifetime.
Okay. That's wonderful. And your Vascular Institute, what I love about it is, you know, and I think a lot of people have fear of the hospital settings today because of what we're going through, but you do the work in your center, right?
Yes, sir. I'd say about 80% of what I do as a surgeon I can do in the outpatient world, in our clinics. And most of us just coming in and getting having a conversation with one of our nurse practitioners, figuring out what tests to order to figure out what's wrong. And then if you need to see a doctor like me, then they send you to me, and then we can talk about how to fix them and get them going.
Well, you know, that those of us who are getting older and aging like I am, and I'm not saying getting old, but getting older, this is such a great peace of mind within my own system brain, because we've all watched our parents, grandparents, people we care about as they age get to a point where they can't walk very well. And it is, my dad was one of those. He had intermittent claudication. I think we've talked about that before. He passed away about 11 years ago. Part of it was that. And he was kind of a couch potato, so it wasn't affecting him quite like it would myself or you two guys, because we're all active people. Because he just liked watching football and sitting and drinking alcohol. So,
and sometimes, Ed, it's not, people kind of get into, you know, a rut like that.
A rut.
But it may be that they really can't walk. Mm-hmm. They really can't exercise. And so when that happens, that's the kind of person I want to engage with. So if there's a blockage that we can fix, and we fix their leg artery, and we put a little stent or we clean it out, then they can walk again. And I tell them, I sit them down after that encounter, and say, look, your circulation's back to 100%. But if you don't get up, if you don't move, then I've done nothing for you.
We have
to have you move. You have to walk. You have to exercise. Get your heart strong. And, you know, get on the proper medications to control your cholesterol. And, you know, do the things you need to do to be healthy.
That's wonderful. And again, I've said this many times, sitting is the new smoking, because when we're inactive, the body just rusts and it tends to fall apart. And we're not talking about having to go to the gym with Sean, Darren, and myself, or you, Dr. Lazar. We're just talking about being active, right?
Yeah, and so for people, I just tell them, look, you know, if they're basically inactive, get out and walk 10 minutes a day. Just 10 minutes a day. Get it up to 15 minutes a day. Do it like it's an exercise where you break a sweat. You know, that's the idea. You don't want to go to Walmart or a place like that where you can stop every aisle. You want aerobic exercise.
Love it.
That's what you need.
Yes.
Dr. Lazar, one thing that I did not recognize until we started working together with Vascular Institute and yourself was amputations. I used to think that amputations were only happened to those that had served our country in war. But that's something you deal with on a regular basis. I noticed in some of your material, it says each year over 160,000 amputations are performed in the United States.
Yeah, and I would say this way, Sean. I say they're inappropriate amputations, and I don't want to say it as I'm like critiquing the medical system, but Ed, you pointed out, you know, early there's different ways of thinking about things, and if you have a circulation problem, like you were talking about. What are the main problems that it's going to cause? It's going to cause problems with heart attacks and strokes, the number one, and number fifth, killing, you know, the reasons we die as Americans. And it's the number three reason we die in Chattanooga, which is a stroke. And that's why we have such an amazing stroke center here, which is a great thing, but it's a sad thing that we have to have a stroke center like this here because of our population and what's happening to our people here. When you have a blocked artery in the heart, blocked artery in the neck, causing a heart attack and stroke, you can have blocked arteries in the legs. And when that happens to a point where circulation is compromised, people can develop a sore that doesn't heal, or they have painful walking, or they have gangrene that develops. And a very easy way to handle that, as from a surgical side, is to amputate the leg. But 97% of the patients that we treat at VIC, we can save their leg by at the 60-day mark, 97.4%. And so we have a very concerted effort to say, look, we're not going to amputate. We're going to do everything we can to actually help save that leg, because if you can't walk, you don't live long. Ed, you said it. If you sit, you rust. I say the same thing to my patients. And you've got to have them the ability to actually walk and exercise. And we know statistically that if you lose your leg, you have a much higher chance of dying than if you keep your leg.
That is such good information. And I'm so thrilled that I know people listening have not a big realization of what you're speaking about. So tell everybody again how to contact your center if they feel the need for that.
Sure. We're Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. There's you can get us on the website, call us by phone. You do not need an appointment to visit us. If you have a serious medical problem, call us. We'll get you worked in.
Really?
We have a guarantee of 3 days. Now, we say a week. We guarantee the week. But really, in our world, it's within 3 days. We can get somebody into our facility to actually get them assessed. And it's because vascular problems happen quickly. They don't. It doesn't just happen kind of, it can kind of be slow, but when you get to a point where there's a major problem, you need somebody right away. And so we're there for this community, being a critical limb center, trying to prevent amputations from happening in this region.
Man, you are a hero in this town, and I so appreciate you and all that your people do. Your wife's a dynamo at keeping everything organized, and I just love it, because you are a kind of an exception. You're a good businessman. You know how to run a business. You know how to take care of people, and not all places around are doing that. Well, thank you, Dr. Desar. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we will be talking in the last segment, a few more points that I've got, and that with Sean. So we hope to have Dr. Green back next week. I'm sure he will. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Sam Edwards Jewelers prides itself on being more than a traditional jewelry store. Their expert, certified gemologist appraiser and in-house jewelry designer invests the time necessary to understand your goals and desires while educating you in the selection process. Sam Edwards wants every customer to feel confident, satisfied, and in love with their jewelry purchase, and for them to know and feel that they made the best choice. Sam Edwards Jewelers, located at 2545 Lifestyle Way, Suite 3, Chattanooga. Find them online at samedwardsjewelers.com.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with Sean. Darren had to scoot out a little bit early, and so Darren's got a podcast, doesn't he, Sean?
Yes, he does, Ed. It's called Talking with Darren, and it just got started a few weeks ago. He is getting ready to have his third episode, and it's about all kinds of things, health, wellness, but predominantly just things that you deal with in life. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever seen any of his videos he posts on Facebook under Darren Johnson, it's very similar to that. So if you want to check out a really informative, cool podcast that talks about a lot of things just in everyday life, you can go to any of the top podcast platforms out there and just search Talking with Darren.
That's lovely. And you know, we've both known him for years. He lives the life, he walks the walk, and he talks the talk. And he's been through a lot in life with his injuries, with his relationships, the things that we all go through as we get to be a little older. And he is going in a very positive way, and he has so much to teach people. And I just really value his knowledge, his life experience. And the thing is, Darren is the opposite of a quitter. He will show up to the race of life every single day, including on crutches after surgery. No matter what hits him, he knows that part of getting through this life is showing up and not giving in to the fear. And he's a brave soul, and I learn from him. I want to say real quickly, Nutrition World, and it's not here to plug it, but I want to keep talking about local people and companies, because we're expanding the amount of local companies we carry. We have a local apple butter from the Amish. We have Chattanooga butter. We have local olive oil, coffee, bison, halibut, salmon. It's not local grown halibut, but we have a local guy who flies to Alaska and brings us back this halibut. My daughter made this, and son-in-law made it for me 2 weeks ago for my birthday at their house. The best halibut fish I have ever had in my entire life. And then our bison is very local. Just want people to know, because people think always that we're just simply a pill store, and we're not. We carry everything from formula for children to every cosmetic and all those pieces to the puzzle of health. And, you know, there was something I read the other day. Back to this virus conversation, which seems to encompass many of the things we talk about. And I posted yesterday that the FDA did not approve the booster shot. And I commented, finally, some common sense has come in. The FDA and the World Health Organization said there's no evidence to suggest the general population needs a booster, and there are concerns of side effects. When you look at the VAERS, which is the V-A-E-R-S website, which is the government-ran website for side effects of vaccines. We've had more hospitalizations and deaths from this vaccine than we have all other vaccines added together for the past 20 years. I'm not saying it's not valuable. And people, like I repeat, if they have a huge risk factor, they should do it, because it's going to lessen their chance of severity. But what it also does is prevent them from acquiring herd immunity. That means when this virus mutates, they're not going to really have much protection. I had COVID. I was thankful. I tried to get it. I wanted to, because I understand the importance of having herd immunity. If I had been overweight, if I had had ACE inhibitors for blood pressure, if, I wouldn't have done that. I would have still prepared myself, but I would have ran from it. I wanted to get it. I wanted my daughter to get it, which she did. I actually gave it to her. She gave it to her husband, and she gave it to her son. All four of us have robust immune systems, but we also backed it up with nutrition. Now, I know people are out there shaking their head like, what in the world? But you know what, Sean? If you live long enough in the next 3 years, we're all going to get it. And I want to have a full protection, not half protection. And the more you give into all of this fear-mongering, the more you have to continue to give in and obey. And it's just not comfortable for me.
I'm sure that not many people will hear anybody say, I deliberately gave coronavirus to someone.
Nope, you won't. I'm one of the few.
So if you're out there driving, yes, you don't swerve off the road. Dad did say that.
And I was in Florida at the time when I had it, and I did not work. I was not at Nutrition World, and actually didn't even know I had it, other than massive fatigue and leg pain. But I thought it was because I started running on the beach. I don't run. And the very first day there, I got out, ran a mile on the beach, and I started hurting. Well, it wasn't from the run. It was from me having COVID. The only reason I know I had it, because I came back and 3 months later, the lab that we have at Nutrition World, which is there every Tuesday and last Friday, had an antibody test. So I did antibodies. She called back within 2 days, said, you have the highest level of antibodies there is. Saying that real quick, because we got to end this. There is a university professor who sued his company or his college that he worked for. His name is Todd Zwicky. He's the law professor at George Mason University. He had what I had. He had full antibodies. He says, this is nonsense that I have to do a vaccine if I already have protection. He sued and won. This should never have had to go to court. This is as common sense as anything we could teach a first grader. If you already have antibodies, you do not have to rely on anything else to give you protection. It lasts now, they think, could last up to 20 years because, yes, the first antibodies leave, but we have what's called a B lymphocyte. Those are the memory antibodies. They will be prepared, just like the fire department is in your neighborhood, to come out when it's needed. It doesn't need to come out unless it's needed. That's why the original antibodies go down, but the memory antibodies stay. Woo! Okay, John?
Been a fastest hour in radio.
That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake from the Vascular Institute studio. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless, fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.